Now look, I don't know if you're feeling it or not. When I hear rain, I think sleeping. All right, so you got to do your part out there and don't do that on me because I just get angry at you. You know what I mean? No, really, we don't want to do that. Let's go to the message this morning. Just pray for me that I don't go to sleep because I love rain on a tin roof, baby. How many like that? I'm like, give me a rain on a tin roof. We're good to go. Let's go to God's Word. And this is aggravating, that noise, but I'm very unusual. I hear things, I see things, like your banana. Can you move your banana? Can I get a banana laying on the floor? Who does that? Come on, what are you doing, man? Somebody go slip and fall on your banana. But that's our architect. Like, can you believe how I abuse people, right? Amen. Come on. Thank you, Lord, for the rain, but it's loud. But anyway, let's go. Here we go. Let's go to the Word this morning. If it is your first time with me, you're watching online or you're listening on radio, I use a big screen. And I put my message on the screen. I put my scriptures on the screen. And if you'll listen, you'll leave today going, well, I learned something. Amen? And that's the goal of coming to church. I met a big cop back there. Bob, wave at me, Bob. I love you, buddy. I just got to know you. Big cop right back there. And I love you that serve in law enforcement. And yeah, he's retired. Yeah. He's retired, but he's still got some spunk, so you don't want to mess with him. Amen? And Bob told me he was a Catholic, you know, and going through some struggles. How many of you have been or are going through some struggles? Can I see some hands? That's us, ain't it? Yes or no? Sure. But Bob, what I want you to do, you've been here with me 4 or 5 weeks maybe. I want you to learn, amen? I want you to grow. I want you to feel like when you leave. I know when I went to church years ago, many times, even as I went occasionally before I came to know Christ, I couldn't tell you a thing they said. You know what I mean? I didn't know anything. I didn't learn nothing. Well, I don't want it to be that way with us, amen? And I tend to be a little rough. I like especially men to get my drift where we're coming from. I think men need to be men. I think we need to be strong in our homes. And I think we need to be leaders. You hear me or not, say? I just think that. And I think women love that. And I want women as well to be strong and leaders as well. But anyway, so we teach this way using this big screen. Let's check it out. In a little series started back on Memorial Day, lest we forget. It's funny. We put that on 9/11. Never forget. We'll put it on Pearl Harbor Memorial. Never forget. But we've totally forgotten God in this country. Most of this country has forgotten God. There's a whole generation age 25 and down. They do polling and they say most under the age of 25, not only do they not believe in anything, they're saying stronger that they don't believe in God, that they're atheists. That next generation that goes up to maybe 40, they don't know if they believe or if they don't believe. They're just sort of floating out there, not sure. That is our country. You hear me or not? And then there's that generation above that pick up, you know, more of us in this room, perhaps. And, you know, many of them say they believe, but they're not committed. And the most committed ones are dead. Okay, yes or no? You hear me or not? So our country is in a mess, and we have forgotten God. You can put it on all the memorials you want. But, guys, it has to be personal. You hear me or not? To not forget God. And so that's this series on what happens when we forget God. How not to forget God. We did a message on that. Then we gave a message last week. I did my Father's Day for dads, really, last week. And you're either going to be a failing father or you're going to be a favored father. And it wasn't that hard of principles, was it? Y'all remember the message or not? I'll just try to go over it. It's in my head. Cleave, don't leave. That's God's Word. Cleave to your wife. Don't leave your wife. How, you got it or not? Say, how about this one? There was this point. Provide. Don't look for a free ride. How about be a work? Don't be a bum. Is that like good or not? Yes or no? Say. And it's all backed up by Scripture. Train up your children. Don't tick them off. Is that in the Bible? And the last point was follow him and they'll follow you. And that was our message last week. Today's message is different. Let's talk about it. Are you ready, Raj? Are y'all awake or not? Does it help when I scream at you? You hear the guys, yeah. I love that. You're hard-headed as I am. That's great. Let's go to the Word this morning. I meet with Raj, and we've been doing it for 20 years, going on 21. Can we thank the Lord for Roger right back there? Right there. Look at that. He's the one that does this. He gives the message on the screen so it comes alive so you can see it. Amen. And maybe other churches do it. Nobody does it like us. Nobody does it like us because we don't get our cues from anybody. He and I sit there and we just do this, don't we, buddy boy? So here we go. Let's see what we can find today. His Father. Now, when I say His Father, that's Jesus' Father. His Father. The Trinity's hard to understand. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I don't pretend to understand everything about God, but this is God's Word. I know I'm a body, I'm a soul, and I have a spirit. I understand that, but I'm just one person, Gary. Okay? So we have one God in three persons. He's a big God. And so God, our big God, and we've got Jesus and got the Holy Spirit. Our big God gave His Son. He became flesh. God became flesh. Came down to this earth to die on a cross for you and me. That's a big God that could do such a thing. And while Jesus was on this earth, He had a relationship with His Father. You can see it in the Bible. Did you hear me or not? And so I want to learn from Him today. See, His Father is my Father. Say that out loud. His Father is... Now, can you say it like you mean it? One more time. His Father is my Father. And that's my message today. And if you're bored already, hang on. Here we go. Let's go with it. Let's see what we can find. And I like to tag my messages underneath sometimes. Can you say that out loud with me? Unashamed of... of Daddy. Unashamed of Daddy. And I don't mean to hurt you today, but you'll help me if you'll answer the question. How many would be willing to say, Pastor Gary, I grew up, and to be honest with you, I was ashamed of my daddy. Can I see some hands? Look at the hands in the room. It is what it is. It doesn't necessarily mean that Daddy was bad. It could just be that was us. We saw it that way. Could be that Daddy was bad. Y'all hear me or not? Say. But the fact of the matter is, many of us grew up like me, ashamed of my daddy. Ashamed of my daddy. I'd like to talk to you about that just for a minute before we get into the message. I got a picture. As a boy, I was ashamed of my daddy. And the truth of the matter is, I lived in a not-so-good part of town. Is that true, Pastor Joey? Pastor, where do y'all live now? What town? Rockingham, North Carolina. Where am I from? Rockingham, North Carolina. He and Linda are down for the week, and they're spending time with me. He spoke in the first service. You know exactly where I live? Would you classify that as a not-so-good part of town? Is that correct? Right on that street, River Road, would you buy a house on that street, yes or no? What if somebody gave you a house on that street, would you take it? What would you get out of it if you sold it? Not much. You understand? So here I was, a little boy. My mama was a drunk. She'd work during the day, come home, get drunk at night. My dad, mama had an 11th grade education. My daddy had a 7th grade education. What does that mean? You went to the 7th grade. Right now, I have I've got older youngins, and I've got two young daughters. One will be in the 7th grade. Kim, my wife, Kim, can you believe that's all the education my daddy had? Isn't that hard to believe? And then Abby will be in the 10th grade. She got about 2-3 more years than Daddy had. That's how I grew up. I mean, that's the man that was my daddy. And we know education. I get that. You can not have much education. That's okay. But what did my daddy do for a living? My daddy worked at a cotton mill. In the South down here, we have cotton fields and we have cotton mills. And I tell people, my daddy was one step above the cotton field. He worked in the cotton mill, but he was a sweeper. What does that mean? Take a wild guess what a sweeper does. He what? Sweeps the floor. Do you think if you were a sweeper at the cotton mill, you probably got the low job on the totem pole, yes or no, say? Sure. He was also an oiler. What does that mean? He had this little oil can. You remember them cans? With a little snoot. He would go around and when he wants sweeping, he's doing that. He would work 16-hour days. So I hardly saw Daddy. What does that mean, 16 hours a day? He'd work 8 hours. And another 8 hours is called a what? A double. How many here work doubles in your life? Can I see some double workers in here? That's pretty rough sometimes, ain't it? Well, he did that. I didn't know it. Daddy would take little pills. I didn't know it. He called them bennies. How many know what that is? That was drugs before we knew what drugs were. They were uppers. Is that correct? He would take these. Well, I guess so. My gosh, he's working 16 hours a day. Not justifying. I'm trying to give you an idea of where I grew up. You understand or not? I was the youngest of six. And so, fast forward, I'm in about the fourth grade. There I am. Let me see me. Where am I at, Roger? Zoom in on me, the good-looking one. Where is he at? Boom. There he is. There he is. There he is. Right there. I had beautiful hair. Are you kidding me? It was gorgeous. Anyway, fourth or fifth grade. I'm just getting started. It's not going to be a long message if you'll hang in there. But I had a friend. His name was Ken Grooms. And he was a buddy there at school. And so I told Ken that we were rich. Not knowing I wore the same pair of pants to school every day. I was just a little kid lying to himself. I told him we had cows. Can you see cows on that street? We in town, man. Cows in the town. That's how crazy I was. And here's what I told him. I can't believe it. We were a hell-raising family. We didn't go to church. I told Ken, my daddy is a preacher. Where did that come from? I told Pastor Bird this, and you know, he said, well, you know, Gary, that was 50 years ago when people looked at pastors with respect. Boy, we've come a long way, haven't we? So maybe that's why I said it. There was a neighbor down the way. He was a preacher. Maybe I thought of that, but nobody even liked him. I don't know why I would have said that. But that's what I told Ken. Well, here was the problem. That's my house I grew up in. It's no longer there. My mother was murdered in that house by my stepfather. You were there the day after the murder? Yeah. Linda, did you go? You didn't go. You loved my mama like a mama, didn't you? That's where we grew up. But that wasn't the only house somebody was killed in that neighborhood. Across the back fence. Across the other side of the fence. That woman was stabbed to death. Over here, somebody shot themselves over here. Across Caroline Street, somebody else. It was a bad area. You understand? So maybe that's why I made up these stories. So long story short, I told Ken all these things. We're rich. Got cows. My dad is a preacher. Little did I know, my mama was friends with his mama. And she was a waitress back in the day. And at this particular time, she was waitressing at the bowling alley, Miss Grooms. My mama was waitressing at Rebel's Barbecue Lodge. Are those real places? So anyway, here's what had happened. And both of them were hell raisers. Mama and Miss Grooms. Come to find this out later. But she had arranged Miss Grooms for Ken to come home with me after school. So we walked from West Rockingham. Joey, what do you think West Rockingham walking home? Would you call that maybe 3 miles? Pretty good little walk, ain't it? But we came, you know, and went by the creek, all that kind of mess once we finally got there. So you know what I did? We got out of school about 3:30. I made that walk last 2.5-3 hours. We played. You know why? Because my gig was up. He was coming home with me. And so I waited till it was dark. It was probably 5:30, 5:45. And I still remember walking from the street. You can't see it. There were steps up to that front room. And I remember walking up the steps in the dark and pointing, going, "The cows are over there." Needless to say, he figured it out that I was lying. I can't remember what he said, but I'm pretty sure at some point not long after that, he and I started fighting and he cussed me, I remember, and I cussed him, and we beat the crap out of each other as little kids, you know what I'm saying? But the point is that I was just ashamed. Y'all hear me or not? You okay? It wasn't that Daddy didn't work. It wasn't that Daddy didn't try. I just never saw love in the home. I never saw kiss my mama. I never saw anything. You know, I saw my mama leave my daddy. Saw her bring other men into the house. Saw her bringing this man and do things I should have never seen that happened in that house. And then that man later shot my mother. Whew! Quite a life, huh? But I'm not the man. I'm not that little boy anymore. You understand? I'm not that little boy anymore. My dad later, when I was in the 8th grade, they had divorced. He had a stroke. My dad never went to my ball games. I was a pretty good ball player. Could hit the ball long and hard. After his stroke, he came to my first game. But he wasn't totally all there. But I hit a home run, third baseline, over the fence, Bynum Park. Is that a real park? Bynum Fields? Are they still there or not? And I don't know if I gave the baseball to my dad or if I found a ball and gave it to my dad so he could have that home run. There were some memories, not all bad at all, but I still just remember being ashamed. Y'all hear me or not, say? I'm not saying I'm right. I'm wrong. I'm wrong to be ashamed. I was wrong to be ashamed. But I was. But here's the point. My father, he came to Christ later. Came to know the Lord. And in the mind that he had, he came to know the Lord. I really believe that with all my heart. So, but I had to keep living life. And I want to tell you right now, Jesus' father is my father now. Y'all understand that or not? Am I putting you to sleep? This is a sleepy message, isn't it? I usually holler. So that's my message today. I'm unashamed of Daddy, and I'm going to ask you, are you ashamed of your Father God? Okay, and you can say that, and I want you to say it after we get done with the message. I want you to say it after we get done with the message. You hear me or not? You can say it. If you'd asked me, Gary, are you ashamed of your dad? No, I ain't ashamed of my dad. I'd have told you that as a boy. We say that as we church hop. And some of you are church shopping today, maybe. Listen, this is the house of the living God. He is worthy of our worship. He is worthy of you following Him. You hear me or not? Say. No wonder our country's gone to hell. Man, this is important that you're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. That's powerful, man. Yes or no? Hell raisers like me can have new life. You know, it's crazy. And so, I'm not ashamed anymore. Got it? Yes or no? Just not. I'm just not. And I'd like to show you that Jesus was not ashamed. I'd like to just take a test with you. In the book of John, five different times, I see. Now, there might be more. I picked five. Where we can see that Jesus was not ashamed of His Father. Are y'all with me so far now? Now the gears are rolling, okay? Let's look at it. What was the first one? He was not ashamed of His what? Say it out loud. His what? How many people today Oh, you know, I don't need to go to church. Organized religion. Go ahead and own it. You're ashamed. I can go to church at home. This is God's house. You don't have to come to this church, but there's plenty of churches we can go to and we can worship Jesus Christ. And we can do it together. Why I need to do that? That's because you don't know the Bible. This was his plan, not Gary's plan. You understand? So he was not ashamed of his father's. He said unto them, the Pharisees, he walked into Jerusalem, into the temple. He said, you take these things out of here. You don't make my father's house a house of merchandise. And he found the temple, those that were selling ox and sheep, and they were selling doves. And they were changing money. Well, what they were doing was good. People were traveling to Passover. They needed oxen. They needed sheep. They needed doves. Those that couldn't afford other things, they needed to be able to buy things. They had traveled a long ways. But these people were thieves. They were thieves. They were paying, having to charge extra money to change their money. They were charging them extra to get a sheep, to get a dove. Y'all understand or not? Yes or no? And it was a racket. Can you say racket? It was a what? Much of church today is a racket. And some of you buy into that. You ought not. You ought not buy into that. Thinking, I'm going to give, I'm going to get rich. You're crazy. You want to get rich? How about get a job? How about work hard, invest, save, do it the way we do it? That's called an honest living. Yes or no, amen? Come on! But the church has become magic land or something like that. Listen, Jesus didn't like it then. He doesn't like it now. I got a letter last week from a lady. Got on to me, told me I should repent for selling T-shirts out in the... We lose $2 to $3 on every T-shirt, probably more than that. It's about getting the word out. You're not a bright person if you think selling a T-shirt is going to run a ministry like this. Y'all hear me now? Yes or no? That's all about getting the word out. That's not what Jesus was talking about. These people were thieving people and stealing. Does that make sense? And they were doing it where? They were doing it where? In his what? In his father's house. So he overthrew those tables. Boom! Done! My Jesus is so nice. He won't that day. We make up Jesus in our mind, I think because we're ashamed of who he really is. This is your Savior and your Lord. He said, those that sold doves, you take these things. You don't make my father's house a house of merchandise. Not doing that. Boom. Also over, and I think it's Matthew, he called them thieves. So we can see clearly what was going on. So Jesus was not ashamed of his what? Yes or no? When's the last time you run your mouth about a preacher or a house of God somewhere? How about we don't do that anymore? How about that? Yes or no? Amen. Now, y'all, I mean, people that hear with me and generally know me in town, they say great things about me. Now, if you know a couple that don't, keep it to yourself. I've been here 42 years. If everybody said everything good, I would not be a good pastor, to be honest with you. Amen? So the bottom line is, though, we don't want to be like that. This is God's house. Y'all with me or not? Y'all hearing me or not? I'm not ashamed of God's house. The Bible, Hebrews says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful who's promised. And let us consider one another to provoke one another unto love and to good works. Look at verse 25. Say it out loud. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. And it says, as the manner of some is, and so much more as you see the end times coming. The day of God's return, Jesus' return. Even more so, we need to be more dedicated and more committed to our Father's house. Y'all understand that or not? And I'm not preaching that because we don't have... It's rain today. We got a less crowd. It's summer. We have, you know, about 18 hard weeks of summer, I call it. But guys, I think we're the best church in the area. It's just the way it is. It's the way it is. I mean, I'm not bragging. I guess I am. One of the only ones I know that's debt-free. One of the only ones that can have a pastor that can get up and preach God's Word. Just do it like I do it. You know? That ain't selling crap or pushing something that ain't in the Bible. We try to be honest and do a good job. So I'm not trying to say this today because I'm feeling down about us. I'm saying it because he loved his Father's house. You understand? Yes or no? That pretty clear? Pastor, you got it? You're with me, ain't you? Come on, baby. He wasn't ashamed. Number two, let's look at another one. Jesus was not ashamed, say it with me, of his Father's what? His Father's name. I was, as a little boy, I was ashamed of our house. I was ashamed of who I was. Shouldn't have been. It ain't right. I was. Okay? Jesus says, search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And listen, he is talking to Pharisees, generally speaking. These are people that said they loved God and everything. And man, it was when he stood up, he was really standing up. Yes or no, amen. He wasn't standing up to his friends. He's standing up to people that wanted to kill him and did kill him. He said, you search those Scriptures, in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me, those Scriptures. And you won't come to me. You won't come to me, Jesus said to them, that you may have life. I receive not honor from men. You don't like me. You don't want me. The Bible says he came unto his own. Finish it if you know it. And his own did what? Received him not. But I know you. You don't have the love of God in you. Jesus speaking. I'm come to you. Say it with me. In my Father's name. And you receive me not. If another will come in his own name, oh boy, you'll receive him. How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that comes from God only? Do not think that I'll accuse you to the Father. There's one that accuses you. That's Moses in whom you trust. You just go right back to that book you say you so-called believe. For had you believed Moses, you'd believe me. And what he wrote about me. But if you believe not his writings, how in the world are you going to believe my words? Is that pretty strong or not? Was Jesus ashamed of his Father's name? Yes or no? No! How about you and me? Am I too hard on you today on Father's Day? I'm not trying to be. Are we okay or not? Are you ashamed of your Father's name? I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. Well, you don't believe in that Jesus, do you? I've had many people say that to me over my life. Oh, by the way, yes, I do. And I don't do it just in church. I'm not out there to hurt people. I just love on people. But these things come up. These things come up in my life. So I'm not ashamed of my Father's name. You understand? Never thought I'd be the day that I when I was a little boy, I cussed. GD and F, and I said all kinds of stuff. I wasn't a good kid. But tell you what, it's just gotten worse and worse. I didn't grow up with people profaning the name of Jesus Christ. That's a regular thing you hear on TV. Yes or no? Yes or no? That's not who we are. Yes or no? You hear me or not? He wasn't ashamed of his Father's name. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed. And when he comes with it in his own glory, and in his Father's and the holy angels. So far, Jesus, help me, help me. Well, Gary, I'm not ashamed of my Father's house. And Gary, I'm not ashamed of my Father's name. Number three. In the book of John, he said he was not ashamed of his Father's what? Will. What God wants. What God's way. He wasn't ashamed of that. Jesus said unto them, I'm the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger. He that believes on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that you also have seen me and you don't believe. All that the Father gives me shall come to me. And him that comes to me, I'll in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven. I didn't come here to do my will. I came here to do the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's what? Will. Which sent me, that of all which he's given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again in the last day. And this is the will of Him that sent me, that everyone which sees the Son and does what? Believes on Him may have what? And I'll do what? Raise him up in the last day. Then the Jews did what? At him, because he said, I'm the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, ain't this the Jesus who's the son of Joseph? Whose father and mother we know? How is it, he says, he came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said, don't you murmur among yourselves about me. No man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him, and I'll raise him up the last day. Do you see how strong he was? Are you seeing that on Father's Day or not? Can we thank the Lord he's strong? Come on, I think it's a good thing. Thank you, Lord. You can handle my mess. Amen. Man, look at it. He was not ashamed of his Father's will. How often we want to change God's word, we want to do it our way. You know, and own up to it. You're just ashamed of it. Or something. I like this message. It's a toughie. Number four. He was not ashamed, say it with me, of his what? His Father's what? As a Father has loved me, so I love you, Jesus says. Y'all continue in my love, Jesus says. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Even as I, say it with me, have kept my what? Father's commandments. And I abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus says, y'all my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Guys, are you ashamed? And am I ashamed of God's commands? You hear me or not? Say. You can say you're not, and I can say I'm not, until we meet a relative that doesn't believe the way God's Word says, and we'll be the first to kowtow and not do the right thing. You hear me or not? Say. Is that the truth or a lie? I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying it's right. Amen? Not ashamed of my Father's commands. And the commands aren't just love one another. The greatest command is to love the Lord your God with all your heart. The second's like it, love your what? Neighbor as yourself. But then he said this, all the commands hang on these what? Two, love him and love people. The first four major commands, Ten Commandments, have to do with our relationship with God. The last six have to do with our relationship with people. And so, are we ashamed of His commands? Are we ashamed of His teachings and His Word? Like I was as a boy, ashamed of my daddy. Am I losing you today? Last one. We're done. How many feel like it's 9:30 at night? He was not ashamed of his Father's hand. Or his Father's hands. What do you mean, Gary? Why? I'm just telling you what he said. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. He knows if you're ashamed or not. He knows if you're with him or not. And they follow me. But you got to hear this point. Listen to this. And I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never what? Perish. Wait a minute. Neither, say it with me, shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Hang on. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. Say it with me. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. He was not ashamed of his Father's hand. You might say, well, of course he wasn't. That sounds real nice. But wait a minute, we're not done. I and my Father are one. See that hand that Jesus has you in? There's another hand that has all that in it. You're pretty good shape, okay? He said, I and my Father are one. Would you read that last verse with me? We're going to be done. Then the Jews took up stones to stone him and kill him. Sometimes we read the Bible and we don't see how Jesus stood up for us. We read these scriptures later. Oh, I'm in my Father's hand. And that's beautiful and it's nice and it feels nice. But did you know when he said that, when he stood up for you even that day, that these are in my Father's hand? Did you know they picked up stones to stone him? But he was not ashamed of his Father. He was not ashamed to tell the truth, even if it meant them killing him. Y'all hear me or not? I love that scripture. He was not ashamed of his Father's hand. Now, I'm not saying any of these things you are ashamed, but I think it's a good test. I asked you earlier in the message, are you ashamed of the Lord if you're ashamed of God? No, I'm not ashamed. Well, I hope that you can still say that. But if not, that's okay. That's why we have church. That's why we try to grow. Can you say grow? That's why we try to grow, man. That's why we're here today. He was not ashamed of the hands that hold you and me. Amen? So his Father is what? My Father. So what does it look like not to be ashamed of our Father today? What does it look like? According to these five things I found in the book of John, well, it looks like I'm not ashamed of my Father's house. Amen? I'm not ashamed of my Father's name. I'm not ashamed of my Father's will. His way is better than my way or your way. I'm not ashamed of His what? Commands. Or His Word, period. If it says, in the beginning He created the heavens and the earth, I'm going to believe Him every day and not you at all. Because I'm not ashamed of Him and I am ashamed of you to call yourself a Christian and not believe God's Word. You understand or not? I mean, that's tough preaching on Father's Day, ain't it? And I'm not ashamed of my Father's hands. Amen? Whether you like it or not, let's thank the Lord for His Word. Amen. Wow. Amen.